Art Downey, Paula McGee, and Joe Cryer are on the shortlist to represent the conservative northern area of the city, a position formerly held by Elisa Chan, who stepped down to focus on a state senate race. Downey is the current chair of the city's Ethics Review Board and would have to step down should he be appointed to this interim position. During the interviews of 11 candidates during Wednesday's B session, Downey told the council he has his eye on several projects if he's appointed.
I do think transportation, living in Stone Oak, it's a key issue in the District 9, and I would certainly like to see anything that can be done to improve that.
But Downey made it clear he would not run for the spot in next year's special election. Paula McGee is an attorney who says she's an ordinary average citizen. She says her vision is to help the district regain its voice on the council, all but criticizing the former councilwoman by telling the body it's time to get back to work for the people there.
District 9 is an important sector of our city, and its vitality benefits the whole. Recently, there's been too many distractions, and the needs in District 9 were overshadowed.
McGee says she's not considering a run for the seat in May, but told the council if she likes the job and excels at it, she might change her mind. Joe Cryer, the former head of the Greater San Antonio Chamber, admitted he doesn't know that many specific neighborhoods in the district, but he says a broad-based effort with everyone's help gets things done.
I learned that when we work together as a community, there's literally nothing we can't do. And I think I developed from that experience a reputation as a consensus builder.
Cryer says he has expertise in areas like biomedical, aerospace, cybersecurity, and transportation. He says he's not intending to run for the seat in the special election. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.